Hi everybody, this is Mary, and today I'm going to be talking about a very, very important subject, which is identity theft protection. And I want to say up front that this information needs to be spread as much as possible and shared. So do feel free to put this on your own podcast or send it out to ACB Radio. I don't think that LifeLock.com deals with non-U.S. residents. However, you can get all that information off the website, but this information needs to be shared because credit card and identity theft is just prevalent in the society, and we need to do something to protect ourselves. I'm recording this on the 18th of July, 2007. It's Wednesday evening, and I have just signed up with a company called LifeLock, and they are at LifeLock, L-I-F as in father, E-L-O-C-K.com. This company has been advertised in many places. The way that I found out about it is through my credit union. They put a little insert in with my bank statement, and I decided to sign up for it. I started to sign up in June, and I didn't get very far because they didn't quite understand how the site works. But I was persistent today, and I did sign up, and I'm in the process of getting emails from them which confirm what they have done. They have various steps that they take to get the new customer set up with them. The problem of identity theft is really, really vital to know about, and you don't realize it until it happens to you. A couple of times, some kids got a hold of my credit card number, and the way that this happened was that I had thrown out a box that stuff had come in, and it had come from a company that unfortunately printed your credit card number on the invoice, and also, unfortunately, the company used the invoice to double for the shipping label. What they did was they folded it in such a way that your address showed on the top, and then they put it in one of those UPS transparent little envelope things and stuck it on the box. So what happened was some unscrupulous character went through the trash, found the box, said, "Oh, there's a shipping label in here," and I usually shred those things, but this time I didn't. I guess I was just in a hurry, and they got the shipping label, they got my credit card number, and they used it. And just for accuracy, I'm going to go through and tell you what happened. I kept track of it in my journal so that you can get an idea of what happens with this sort of thing. It happened twice to me. The second time it happened, all they did was they bought a pair of size 10 Nikes running shoes, and that was the only thing that they bought. But it was still pretty upsetting to me because this was during the Christmas holidays and I needed a credit card. And I had to wait for 2 weeks to get a new one. They had to put an alert and a monitor on my account. Well, the first time, this is what happened. First of all, somebody charged over $8,000 to Good Guys, and this transaction was caught, and it was declined. And then the day that I found out this happened, I got a call from HelloDirect.com, a local company down here, and somebody had tried to order 25 40-minute answering machines from them. So somebody was really trying to set up a business. The next day, I got a call from SmartBargains.com telling me that somebody tried to order a computer, a monitor, a modem, a scanner, and a printer. And then about a week later, I got a call from Dell, and they said that somebody tried to charge my card $37,000 for a server. Fortunately, my credit card was canceled and the account was closed, so none of this went through at all. Now, this happened in September, October of 2002, and I found the second incident, which happened in December of 2003. And what happened was somebody apparently charged $380-something. They tried to charge $383-and-something for size 10.5 Nikes, and they charged Nordstrom. And so that was the only time, but still it was pretty upsetting because they tried twice. and it was declined both times, and the account was closed. They sent me an affidavit to fill out and sign and send back to them, so I had to do that. So it was a nuisance, and it was pretty upsetting because it was during the holidays. This was something I knew that I needed to do something about, but I didn't know what to do. And then this year, in June, I got a notice that was stuck into my credit union bank statement, and they had a note, a little one-page deal written on both sides about LifeLock, and I said, I really need to do something about this, and so I did. The sign-up for them is a little bit tricky, but it's worth it if you can get through it. It's perfectly accessible. You just have to kind of do a lot of up and down arrows to look through the website. And first of all, though, before I tell you about how to sign up, I'm going to tell you what they do, and I'm going to look at the stuff they have on the web, which I copied into text files, just so that you know what actually happens. I want to make sure that I get everything right. The actions that they take when you initially sign up is, first of all, they ask the credit bureaus to set fraud alerts on your behalf. And the alerts are usually set within an hour after you sign up. Sometimes there might be a problem, and they may have to do the first one manually, usually because they might have a different address on file than the one that you provided. And if this happens, they tell you right away, and then they do what needs to be done to get everything working. They don't charge anything extra for this extra work. If you're wondering what they charge, it's $10 a month or $120 a year, and they have up to 5-year plans, and they also have separate charges for kids, which isn't all that much. And I think it's $10 a month per family member, but I'm not sure about that. Since I'm a single person, I just set it up for me, and that was it. If you have a promotion code, however, it's less. And already you get the first month free. I had a promotion code for my credit union, and I'm only paying $99 a year. So I think that's pretty good. The second thing that they do, unless you tell them not to, every 90 days or so, they ask the credit bureaus to do this again, which means that you have a constant monitor on your credit card. The third thing, and this is really worth the price, I think, they request that your name be taken off of these pre-approved credit card lists and junk mail lists that you get all the time. It's a nuisance to get all that junk and you just throw it away. And they keep making the requests as often as they have to, because the requests expire and they want to make sure that you don't have to deal with all this junk. Through all this junk mail, this is one of the most common ways that thieves can hack into your identity and use your information. And just all that mail is a big nuisance anyway. Who needs to look at it? The fourth thing they do is they order your free credit reports on your behalf from all the major credit bureaus, and they're sent directly to you. And this happens every year. You can also get these credit reports online if you want to, and I've done that. It's annualcreditreport.com. And then the last thing they do is, if your identity is stolen while you're their client, they do whatever it takes to recover your good name. If you need a lawyer, they'll get you a lawyer, and they try to get the best ones, and they hire them for you. And if you need investigators and accountants and case managers and all that, then they'll go through and do the paperwork and do the legwork for you. And they also pay you back any money that you had to pay to get through all of this. And if somebody used your account to steal a bunch of money from you, they pay that money back to you. So, I mean, this is just really amazing. Their guarantee is that if your identity is misused, they'll spend up to $1 million to make it right. Okay, now I'm going to tell you about how to navigate around the website. You go to lifelock.com, LifeLock.com, and you click on enroll. You just push enter on that, and then it comes up with a big, long website. And if you got a promotion code, you type that into the box, and then you go up a few lines to apply, and you choose that. And I usually use the left mouse button just to make sure that it works. Sometimes enter doesn't work. And then you come up with the same web page, except I believe it says something like, this is your current promotion code, and if you have a different one, push apply after typing the new promo code in the box. And since it's still set to the same one that you typed in, you don't have to push anything. And then you go down through the website and you fill in your name, your address, your credit card number, expiration date, and security code, and your phone number, your email address, you know, stuff like that. And then you go down to, it's not the submit button, but it's another thing. There's a big long agreement that you have to read first, though. It's right in the middle of the website. And there is a whole bunch of stuff in there. And once you get down past that, there's an enrollment button, and I'm not quite sure what the name of it is, something like start the enrollment process or something. And I use the left mouse button to click on that to get it started. And then you come up with a different website. At first it looks like it's the same thing. And if it says something like, we had an error, starting again later, what I did was I just redid the website and it made it work. But the second thing says, we need a little more information, and I believe there's a continue button on that, so you push that. And then it asks you for your social security number, your birth date, and they also want to know your driver's license. Now, what I did for that was I chose the state that I would have a driver's license in, which is California. And then in the field where it said driver's license number, I typed none space parentheses I am blind close parentheses, and it accepted it. So then you go down to the submit button after all of that is filled in, and you push submit, and it tells you that it accepted it. What you get on the web page is a account complete message. Essentially, what they want you to do is to put LifeLock's email address in your address book so that you'll be sure that you get their email that they're going to send you. And then they tell you in this little message on the website what's going to happen. And what happens is in the next couple hours you get an email stating that your alerts have been set on your behalf. And then every time you apply for new credit, your bank is going to call you. And they're going to ask if you're actually the person applying for the credit. And if they can't reach you, then they decline the request. And then the next business day after you apply, you're going to get an email from LifeLock telling you that your credit reports have been ordered. And then you'll also get an email stating that they have processed your request to remove your name from the pre-approved credit card and junk mail lists. And then within 2 weeks, you're going to get letters from the credit bureaus that will let you know that fraud alerts have been set. And then within the next 6 weeks, you're going to get your credit reports from all of the major bureaus. And then within 2 months, you should stop receiving all the junk mail that you usually got and didn't like and threw away. And then every 90 days after that, you'll get an email from LifeLock telling you that they've reset your fraud alerts. And every 2 weeks after that, you're going to get confirmations from the credit bureaus. They'll send you letters telling you that the fraud alerts have been reset. And then every 12 months after that, you'll get copies of your credit reports from the credit bureaus. So it's a constant thing. And it's a lot of email to get through and a lot of stuff, but you're better off getting more than you need than not knowing anything at all about what's going on. you get an email alert right after you enroll to tell you what you've enrolled for and the price and the contact information. And this contact information is as follows. The email address for LifeLock, so you can put this in your address book, is client.services@lifelock.com. And this is all in lowercase. Their phone number, which you might be able to use to enroll if you don't want to deal with a website. I didn't do the phone thing, I just did it online. But their phone number is 1-877-543-3562. That's 1-877-543-3562. Or it's 1-877-LIFELOCK. And I hope this has been informative. And if you have any questions you need to ask me, if I left something out, then you can leave me an email message at maryemerson@sbcglobal.net or leave a message on my message line at 408-565-8871. Thank you for listening.